Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
All right, we've got tournament games underway and Astros and all kinds of good stuff. And guess what? It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, well, don't call.
Too bad.
Yeah. We won't be taking calls because we're on the road, but you can get us on the Facebook page. You can send a message there, and Aaron will keep an eye on that. You can get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Friday, and we are out here at Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This might be the biggest Twin Peaks I have ever seen in my life.
This is, let me give you a Twin Peaks factoid.
Okay.
This is the largest Twin Peaks in the world.
Really?
It is.
I'm not surprised. This place is massive.
They've got multiple patios. I mean, it is huge. That upstairs room, we rent that upstairs room to do our fantasy football draft every year. And where we're at now is the man cave. And then we rent that room again to do the end of the year party. So it's
cool.
Yeah, it's a,
cool.
This is a good spot.
Not too far for you, huh?
No, not too far.
Wasn't that bad? That Hardy Toll Road is
that's a saver.
Yeah. It took me like 32 minutes to get here.
Yep.
So anything around 30 minutes, I'm good with. That's because that's anywhere in Houston. Half the time, it takes me that long to get to the damn Galleria. So, but really cool place. And if you get a chance, come on out, say hello. We'll be here until 7 o'clock, and as the World Tour wraps up this week, is our third appearance of the week, technically fifth, but a couple of those were not actual show things. So I'm ready for the weekend. I don't know about you.
Oh, beyond ready. Trust me.
And excited for UH-Kentucky tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Excited for all the games. Kind of wanted to get your thoughts on last night's action. I made two plays, Purdue and Gonzaga.
Well, good for you. Went well for you. I made both those plays too, but I also, my biggest play last night was the Gonzaga over, and it just never got there. Florida State couldn't get into an offensive rhythm. The funny thing is Gonzaga is that team that everyone wants to write off and say, oh, they're not, because everybody's thinking about that St. Mary's game.
Yeah.
And that's an ugly data point. But for whatever reason, no one's thinking that about Texas Tech, who lost to West Virginia, who's worse than St. Mary's. So I don't understand the anti-Gonzaga thing. When you watch them play, man,
that's
they
a good
are
basketball
fluid.
Team.
They move the ball so well. They're good on defense. They've got the best offense in the country, period. Period. They're the most efficient. They are the best offense in the country. And that Gonzaga-Texas Tech matchup is going to be so good because that's the best offense against the best defense. That's what we want to see, right?
Absolutely. And I have, in my bracket at the station, I have Gonzaga winning the whole thing.
Well, so, there you go.
Yeah. Well, and I did the no Duke strategy.
Yeah.
But that was the team that I liked the best besides Duke. And I got to tell you, man, that those guys are. You just look at the name on the front of the jersey, and that's why I think people are like that. That St. Mary's loss was bad, but it was a tournament loss. What did they have to gain from that? It's the same reason why I just kind of wrote off the UH loss to Cincinnati in the tournament. It's like there's nothing to gain for them, and they were going to be a one seed no matter what. And, you know, how motivated are you going to be for that game? And for St. Mary's, that was their Super Bowl, and it meant everything to them. So I like that team a lot, and that Purdue game was interesting, a little controversy there at the end.
Well, I don't understand what the controversy is. He got into his body. That's not debatable. He hit his body on his way down. That's by every rule of basketball ever, a foul. And Rick Barnes in the post-game press conference said, yeah, he fouled him. He's like, I wanted to say he didn't, but he fouled him. And even the kid that committed the foul, he knew he fouled him, so he was trying to say that when he caught the ball, he was out of bounds. He was like, look at his feet, look at his feet. But Carson Edwards, that dude's got it going on. He knew, kept his heels up off the ground and, you know, took the contact. And boy, you missed that first free throw. That's scary because now you've got to make both or you lose. And you miss the first one, it's like, oh, crap. I mean, I'd much rather miss the third one of the three, knowing that it's already safely in the bag.
Yeah.
That's the pressure. So kudos to him for hitting it. And they owned overtime. And honestly, those two games, the Tech game and the Oregon game or Oregon-Virginia game, neither one was a really fun watch.
Yeah. Listen, Tech plays great defense, and they locked those guys down. But it wasn't aesthetically pleasing, no question. It was a little hard to watch. But I thought the Purdue-Tennessee game was really fun to watch. And not surprised that Tennessee bowed out.
I'm not either. Tennessee, eventually, their bad perimeter defense was going to catch up with them. And it almost caught up with them against Iowa because they just kept letting Iowa shoot. And Iowa started making threes. And it's like, oh, crap, we blew a bajillion-point lead. Yeah, it was going to get him eventually, and you had, I mean, last night you saw one of the best, and it won't be talked about forever, but you saw one of the best shooting performances in the NCAAs by Klein that you'll ever see. So it was a bad combination for Tennessee.
And Virginia.
At least Grant Williams played with four fouls, though.
Yeah.
Shout out Grant Williams being brave enough to play with four fouls, you know, instead of just saying, no, I didn't think I could play my game with four fouls. I've never heard of such a thing.
And your pick to win the whole thing gets by Oregon.
They do. It wasn't easy. And at halftime, I was thinking, oh, yeah, they're about to run these guys.
Yeah.
I think they were up 7 or 8 at half, and it felt like Virginia was in full control. But that Oregon team had no quit, and they did a really good job defensively on Virginia. And made it tough on their shooters, but at the end of the day, I mean, there's just too much talent on that Virginia team. And, I actually, that whole side of the bracket, I predicted the Final Four, so I've got
them
all there.
Nice.
Or the Elite Eight, anyway. I've got all four of those teams in. I'm going to lose. I hope I'm going to go 7 of 8 in my Elite Eight because I picked Duke in my bracket, but I hope they lose.
Yeah.
I really hope they do.
Well, I do, too. I actually played a little money line against them.
Okay.
So
you're a bolder man than I. I took the most I could take at +8, and I kept thinking maybe eventually it gets back up, but it hasn't. And I'd like more at 8. I probably should take some money line as much as I'm invested in this game. But
that's the thing. It's listening to you talk all week. I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna go for the balls here.
It's just a matchup I wanted. I mean, it couldn't have gone better. So I mean, Justin, and I was worried that Justin Robinson wouldn't be. And the reason why I put Duke through is because I worried that Justin Robinson wouldn't be back and be himself. He looks so good. I mean, he looks better than he did before he got hurt. So I'm pretty confident in that team tonight.
A couple of things that I want to pass on about SportsMap. We'll have game recaps on the Astros for every game, so we'll have one up tonight. So keep your eye out for that. Bunch of traffic on that today. We have shattered our record for most page views.
Hey now.
And we still have a couple days left. And I will write something off the UH game. And then tomorrow, my picks will be up for Sam Houston. I also have picks for the Dubai World Cup and the Florida Derby. But I will not be doing anything tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm totally unplugging. So all that stuff's going to be auto-set, getting it all done tonight. But so if you tweet at me tomorrow and I don't respond, it's probably because I'm not paying attention.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going on a bike and beer tour tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's basically... it's a bike ride that stops at like six breweries.
Nice.
So I should be in interesting shape by the end of that. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And also, RJ will not be able to join us today, but I think we got a pretty good pinch hitter.
Yeah, who's that?
Steve Fezzik.
All right.
Yeah, Fezzik's, I don't think Fezzik's ever done the show.
I don't think he has either.
So that'll be cool. And, I mean, he's a big star.
I got to know him out there this last week.
Yeah. Cool. Well, he's so we'll have him on at 6 o'clock, and you know, that's what I love about RJ. If he can't make it, he's always got
he's got somebody who can.
Yeah, and they're usually pretty good. 713-780-ESPN to text the show. Chain smoking penguin says, "Change my view. This Rockets team is better than 95."
Okay, let me change your view. This team won't have a ring at the end of the year. Those guys did. Does that work?
Yeah, the 95 team, well, sure, regular seasons, they probably are better than that team in the regular season. As you recall, though, the Rockets made a pretty big trade that year.
Yep.
And brought
they got
in
better
Clyde
down
Drexler.
The stretch.
And they got better in the playoffs, too. They started firing from the outside, and the worst starter in that lineup was probably Kenny Smith. That's a pretty good team. Olajuwon, Drexler, you had two legitimate stars that I would still take over Harden and Paul.
Yeah.
And, you know, Robert Horry was a perfect piece to that. And, you know, Vernon Maxwell and Kenny Smith. I mean, that was a team that had a lot of guys who could put it in the hole. So, yeah, I
respectfully disagree.
Yeah, and I'm glad that glad you guys are excited about the Rockets, but let's not get silly. And that team did go through – not only did they win the title, but they went through so many good teams to do it. That Utah team they beat was really good. The Spurs, the Magic. Now that was the that was a Magic year.
Yeah,
that team was good enough to knock off Michael Jordan. So I don't see that from this team yet. And to be honest, maybe it's just because I'm skeptical. But I just until I see them do it in the playoffs. I'm not ready to crown them.
I'm not either.
And you know,
I don't see him doing it in the playoffs.
Good win beating Denver. And
yeah.
that keeps them in contention to have a 2 seed, which would be good. As long as you can avoid the Warriors, you should. But I still think last year's Rockets team was better than this year's.
I think so, too.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live from Twin Peaks at the Woodlands. And not only is this the biggest, I think from a talent perspective, best place we've been.
Oh,
just
I told you, they're strong. This is a strong, it's a deep roster.
Yeah, from a scenic views perspective,
yeah.
As it were. Also want to remind everybody that this is tonight and tomorrow, last two nights of thoroughbred racing at Sam Houston Race Park. So if you want to get out there. We were going to be out there, and instead we're here. So I do want to let people know, get out there for your last chance to bet thoroughbreds before the quarter horses start. And not that I'm rooting for this, but I am. I'm hoping the pick six carries over tonight because tomorrow will be a mandatory payout. And Team Falcon has a $120 ticket that's going to hit it.
There you go.
And before you ask, no, I'm not tweeting it out because I don't want to share the pool with everybody. So I'll tweet it out after we post, bet it. 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. 713-780-3776. Somebody asked, do you remember a better month for TV, movies, and sports than this coming April?
That's what we were saying this morning. I was on with Raheel.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was yesterday morning. Yeah, it was yesterday because Charlie was, he had to come back.
Oh, so you had to jump on.
Yeah, so I jumped on with Raheel, and we were talking about, like, with sports and television and movies. I mean, it's a wonderful time to be alive, Fred. It's a wonderful time to
it
be
is,
alive.
Man, with, what, you got Thrones coming back.
Let's throw something out there.
Okay.
Is it possible that the final season of Game of Thrones sucks?
Yes, it is possible.
Because I was thinking about that yesterday, because, I mean, it's like what I say about True Detective Season 2.
Yeah.
Like, there's people who think it sucked. Like, oh, this is horrible television. And I always say, oh, that's not true. Was it horrible compared to Season 1? Yes. Now, was it bad compared to Season 3? Yes. Was it still better than average television? I say yes. So, on that same note, last season's Game of Thrones was that. It wasn't great. I mean, was it better than most TV?
Yeah.
But was it Game of Thrones level good? Not really.
I didn't.
It was rushed. It was cramped.
They shoved too much into it. And the other thing that I didn't really like was the whole idea of going to capture a white was just stupid.
Yeah.
And it cost you a dragon. And it cost you his uncle. And it was just dumb. It was just a really dumb plot device. But having said that, it wasn't awful.
Was it better than most things I could watch on TV? Was I like, oh, I'm going to turn this off? No. But they've set a bar.
And the season before that, especially, we were talking about when we were ranking the episodes, the season ender of season 6 was one of the best episodes of anything ever. And that's what you were left with. And then when you came back, it was like, oh, okay, boat sex between Daenerys and Jon Snow, woo. And it was very, I thought it was kind of predictable. We didn't get those surprise moments. And maybe that's because there were so many spoilers that leaked. And I'm trying very hard to avoid every possible spoiler for both that and Infinity War. But you know, to me, it all comes down to how it ends. And I'm excited for it, mainly because I just want to know how the story ends. And I'm excited for Infinity War for the same reasons. Has there ever been a comic book movie more anticipated than this one?
Maybe Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, maybe so. That's probably the only one I could think of.
I mean, because it was coming off The Dark Knight, which was right. Like basically... Well, you know what? You could argue Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Because Batman Begins was so great, and everybody knew that this one had the Joker, and the previews were so good. Man, it's up there. It's one of those Batman movies and this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Black Panther.
Yeah, that one was pretty anticipated, too.
You know what? God, it's in a mixed bag of a bunch of, because Wonder Woman was the same way. People were crazy about that stupid movie. But, yeah, I think that this one's pretty heavy.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show.
My kids were actually pissed off that there were no references to Infinity War in the Captain Marvel movie. And I had to explain it. Well, I mean, I was like, it happened before. Like, this is a flashback movie.
Yeah, but wasn't there a post-credit scene?
Yeah, okay. But that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were hoping that it was like, she, you know, the she's on her way or
right.
Know, something. But they're fiending for that Infinity War.
Well, and it's kind of like Black Panther was before Infinity War, where, you know, it set it up, but you didn't really need to see it. And from what I understand, I'm probably going to go this weekend, but I understand you don't need to see Captain Marvel to see Infinity War.
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
I think y'all mean Endgame.
That's what
Infinity
I mean.
Infinity War came out.
Endgame.
Endgame.
Yeah, right.
Just because I know the text line is going to blow up.
You know what we mean, dude. You know what we mean.
I'm trying to save Fred from
don't
reading
try to
a million
make us
texts.
Look bad.
Infinity War 2. How's that? Oh, man. But
Aaron's such an a-hole. Why did we hire that guy?
Well, we've trained him to be an a-hole. That's kind of what he is.
That's a big mistake we've made.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we used to have a nice guy.
Barry Laminack, everybody.
The legendary Barry Laminack leaving the building.
He's a comedian. He is funny.
That's his Twitter.
Yeah.
Barry is funny. He actually is.
He's all right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good show that opens for us, and frankly.
I've heard worse.
I like those guys.
I've heard worse.
Chase says, last season, Game of Thrones got pretty ridiculous. You can float miles downstream in full plate armor to escape a dragon, and the characters can teleport, apparently. Yeah, there was some... The timelines were really... And that's kind of been a problem the last couple of years. There's been so much that happens, and the timelines don't really make sense. You just have to assume, they're going to be able to travel across the ocean in 5 minutes.
Yep.
But he also wanted us to please do an impression of a hypothetical new 610 show hosted by Barry Warner and Rich Lord.
You want to do that?
I can do Rich.
Okay, I can do Barry.
Okay.
It's so good to be back on the air here in Houston. Rich, you don't look a day older than the last I saw you when you were 70.
Yes.
Let me tell you a story about cocaine.
That's what the show would be. And now a moment for our sponsor. Yep, that's it. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah.
713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And somebody asked, was there any part in Season 7 that was better than the parts of Season 6 of Game of Thrones? There were a few parts, yeah, but, I mean, as a whole, 6 was much stronger,
yeah,
in my opinion. And I think that when you have an episode like that where so much happened at the end, It was so amazing. That's one I could go back and watch 100 times. Hey, see, your Cowboys have made a move.
Vaquero de Dallas.
They are going to acquire Robert Quinn from the Dolphins.
Okay.
Which, for a 6th-round pick.
All right.
And
that
then,
ain't bad.
No, that's not bad. That's a guy who can help them. And your Eagles acquired Jordan Howard from the Bears.
Okay. I like that, too. The Bears... That's an interesting thing they've got going, because I've been saying for the last couple of years the Bears need to find a way to get Tariq Cohen more involved in the offense.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
Because I think he's got, like, maybe saying Tyreek Hill level potential is too much, but he's got that type of potential, and he's sort of, I mean, there's days where that guy gets 5 touches, and it's like, how can you let that happen?
And he can catch the ball. He can run. I mean, there's all sorts of ways you can use him.
I just don't know that he is the kind of guy who can, like, be the bell cow every down back either.
Yeah, so, I don't know that he can get 18 touches a game. I think you want around 12 to 14 with him.
I think
him,
that'd
probably
be ideal.
But I think they were gonna have to pay Jordan Howard. So, you know, I assume they'll draft someone, and for the Eagles, they need backfield help, so it kind of works for them.
Yeah.
But if it means more Tariq Cohen for the Bears, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I love me some Tariq Cohen. All right, let me tell you guys about, you know what else I love, Fred? Republic Harley Davidson.
How could you not?
Well, because I'm a normal human who likes good deals and things like that, and that's what you get at Republic Harley Davidson. These are the guys, listen, they're going to take care of you. They have the highest customer service rating in state, not like not in Houston. I mean, that'd be cool, but I'm talking in the state. They are number one. They've got over 200 bikes in inventory. Whatever you're looking for, they've got you covered at Republic Harley Davidson. They've got a great staff, friendly, reliable, experienced, well trained, and great specials going on. How about this? $399 genuine Harley Davidson tires, full set, fully installed. How about 75% off licensed Harley-Davidson merchandise in the motor clothes department? You can't beat deals like this, and they're going to treat you right. Bike night coming up this Saturday. Mark your calendar. Get on out there tomorrow night, 6 to 9. Stop by, get yourself some grub from Fuddruckers. Live music by the Hydroponics. Door prizes, demo rides on some sweet rides, and much more. And, guys, come see why they're number one dealer in Houston. It's really simple. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford. You get in there, you're going to know why I keep telling you about these guys. They're always open online at republichd.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks in Shenandoah, a.k.a. the Woodlands. Although it's its own little city. I saw a sign for it.
Yeah, it exists.
But as we mentioned earlier, the biggest Twin Peaks in the country. And
in the world, Fred.
Well, America.
The world.
America is the world.
No, there's China.
And we don't count them.
That's racist.
Of course it is.
Wow. You're not even going to deny it. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, hey.
I have no plans on going to China. So there might be a Twin Peaks there that's bigger. I don't care. I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm going to this one.
What about France?
Not going there.
What about England? You would go there.
I would go there, but they don't have Twin Peaks there.
What about Canada?
Oh, geez, no way. Not going to be bigger than this one.
No Twin Peaks in Canada?
No, there's no Twin Peaks in Canada that I'm aware of. I mean,
lamos.
I mean, there may be one now, but that's the thing. It's American.
Okay.
And I'm a fan of America. I'm all about America, man. And this place is awesome, and the scenic views are, I would say, the best of any place we have gone. And that's not an insult to any of the others.
No.
Because, I mean, you can be a top five team and be pretty good.
Yep.
But somebody has to be number one. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. I have a – maybe I'm just reading this weird, but your good friend David Barron.
Oh, boy.
In his TV radio column today.
Okay.
He said something that – there's a quote here that makes no sense to me. So apparently the American Athletic Conference has a new 12-year contract with ESPN. So good for them. It's going to be more money for schools like UH and a lot of stuff on ESPN+. But apparently, he says the league will work with member schools, including Houston and SMU, to educate them about the relative ease of watching events on ESPN+.
Wait, they're saying it's not easy?
No, they're saying it's easy, but they're going to educate them on how easy it is.
Hmm. I know how easy it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that those people know how easy it is too.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be educated.
Like, there's literally, you open the app and you hit watch, and then there's a list of games you can watch.
Yeah, it's
and then you push the arrow, and bloop, it pops up on your screen. If you want to get crazy, there's a little square in the bottom, and you push that, it expands to full screen.
Wow.
This will work on a laptop, on an iPad, on your phone. In fact, it will work on all three at the same time. I know this because I'm a degenerate.
I've done that too. And it basically will carry some of the conference football and basketball games beginning in 2020, along with a heavy diet of Olympic sports events. I'm guessing there's not going to be too many UH football games on ESPN Plus because that's one of their better programs, but I'm sure there'll be a few. And you know what? ESPN Plus, pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
If you're a UFC fan, you're going to have ESPN Plus going forward if you want to watch pay-per-views.
But I'm just kind of curious why the commissioner needs to educate member schools on how easy it is.
Who knows? Because there's going to be, you know, uneducated fan who says, oh, I don't know what that is. I don't know how to do that. It's really simple. But if you just tell an idiot fan that it's really simple, that's not usually good enough. So they have to actually say, well, we're educating people on it to make them feel better about being stupid.
832 says, wow, Clanton and Wexler to compete. You should throw your ratings win party early. Wish those guys all the luck in the world.
Good luck, guys.
Yeah.
I told them both that.
Yeah. I feel like if we come out and play our game, that we're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll keep trying to do. Oh, 713.
If we strike good balls, we've got a chance.
Yeah. You know, if we just take our open looks and knock those down.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about our chances.
Yeah. We make our throws.
Yeah.
You know, we play hard.
You know, and if not, then we just have to play better and we have to coach better.
I mean, I hope it doesn't get to that.
Yeah, me too. I saw a story today. This is
full heart, clear eyes, can't lose. No, like clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
Apparently, we had another thing that the public has to be educated on is I saw a story today on how you have to pay income taxes on your winnings on sports betting now that it's legal.
Okay, on up to what?
Well, basically says the federal tax rules on gambling haven't changed much. The main provisions are winnings are fully taxable and should be reported on your federal return. Gambling income includes money received from lotteries, raffles, horse races, and casinos. It includes cash winnings and the fair value of prizes such as cars or vacations. So if you win, if you go over to the casino and win a $50,000 car, you're having to pay taxes on it.
Okay, let me give a pro tip to sports bettors and bettors in general. If you don't have to sign a tax form when you pick up the your winnings, so like if you make a $1,000 bet in Vegas at the sports book, let's say you bet $1,000 on
American? American dollars?
American dollars.
Okay,
that's usually what they accept there. They'll also take chips, though, if you have chips from the casino. But let's say you go there tonight and you place a $1,000 bet on UH plus two, and that cashes. You don't have to self-snitch that you got $1,000 from the casino. If you bet $10,000, they're probably going to make you sign some kind of form when you pick up that money. Then you've got a snitch. You've got, I mean, you're already snitched. If you sign that paper, that you're reported. All right, so report that. But if it's not the kind of hit that they pull out the form and ask for your ID, you don't need to worry about it.
When it comes to horse racing, if you get a signer, here's another little tip for you. You can declare losses up to the amount of your win, and that way you won't have to pay taxes on it.
Oh, so, well, there you go.
So, like, if you win $3,000 on a pick three.
Okay.
And you have to go to the window to sign that. Well, if you declare losses, and it used to be you could keep your tickets.
Yeah.
And you can always do that. They never ask for that. I mean, I've kept a box of tickets before, and they've never asked me for my tickets. But you just declare losses that are more than what you won or equal to, and you don't have to pay taxes on it.
And it's just like betting at the tables. I mean, I don't bet like this at the tables, but my mom has had – I've sat with her when she had $5,000, $10,000 swings one way or the other. You don't report that. I mean, it's just, there's chips being pushed over the table, and it's not like at the end before you get up and leave, they're like, excuse me, ma'am, how much did you sit down with? We're going to need you to sign. That's not how it works. I mean, just be smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the thing is, with sports betting, technically you're supposed to, any winnings you have, you're supposed to declare, which is why I'm very careful about not talking about how much I win or lose, because if the IRS is listening – and I don't declare that, then I'm going to get in trouble.
That's right.
And I've had enough experience with the IRS in the past.
You're done with them, right?
I actually think this year is going to get me back to zero.
Good for you.
Now,
make sure you pay your taxes at the end of this year.
Oh, I will. I will. Okay. I did the max deductions this year, the last couple of years, so I'm going to be good, but I might actually get a few bucks back, including to being caught up. But, yeah, at one point I owed him $120,000.
That's not great.
Yeah, it was negotiated down from $370,000.
Okay, that's even worse than not great.
Yeah, from 1 year of gambling, basically. So I do have some experience in this. Not good. But, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. All right. Well, speaking of gambling, you know where I go when I'm going to play the games. I made a couple plays on them last night. Going to do it again tonight. MyBookie.ag. And, guys, the cool thing is all the games, all the college basketball games, you can bet baseball on there if you're so inclined. I mean, I don't bet baseball, but if you want to bet baseball, you can. And they take care of you, because if you win, you actually get paid. That's the best part about it. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And they've got in-game betting, so if you get home a little late and you miss the start of the game, you can still get in there and bet. All you have to do is Google MyBookie and get your account started, and they'll match 50% of your initial deposit. For example, you can put in, let's say you put in $300. They'll give you $150 to play with for free. Just use promo code RADIO to activate that offer. Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Twin Peaks in Shenandoah / the Woodlands. And this is really an awesome Twin Peaks. There's not a TV here that you can't see. And they've got everything in the world on, including NASCAR.
In the world.
Yeah. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So he said, be careful. I think there's a cap on how much losses you can use in a particular year to offset gains. You may be able to carry forward for future years.
That's not how Fred read it.
That's not how I've ever done it. So it's always worked out just fine for me.
Except for that one time.
Yeah, that was a little different. And, that took me about 12 years to pay off.
Damn.
So, but it is paid off. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And,
boy, everybody keeps asking me about the UH game tonight. And I it's going to end up being a no play for me. There's a possibility, like, if I see that PJ Washington is healthy and there's a live number, maybe I would play live. I think that these two teams, without P.J. Washington, there's about 2 or 3 points difference between them. And the number's too close. I mean, we don't know what they'll look like without P.J. out there against this type of a team. They gave the business to some lesser teams, well, at least lesser defensively teams. Wofford is a hell of an offensive team, but the problem is, UH defends so well. And the other thing that scares me about UH is I'm guessing their game plan is going to be to shoot some threes tonight because that's the way to beat Kentucky. But I don't know. I don't know. This game is too close to call without that guy, without knowing the full status of him. So it's just stay away from me. That's the thing. You can't bet every single game. There's no need to. And honestly, when there's that big of a question mark, it makes it. I mean, I'm with you guys. Like, I want to bet on the local game because that's obviously a game that I'm going to be very interested in. I want to bet on the game because I'm running out of games to bet on, and I'm an addict. But at the same time, you got to know sometimes it's better to just sit back and watch it, man.
Yeah, I mean, I like UH tonight. I got it at 3, but I'm biased. So
yeah,
but I've done pretty well betting on them and against them this year. And it's like I said the other day, I'm betting on them tonight. If they win, whatever the number is, I'm taking North Carolina in the next game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if as long as it's reasonable, which I think it will be.
I'm guessing.
At that stage. But I do think that the key for UH.
If they beat Kentucky, my guess would be it's probably 5.
Yeah, and I would take North Carolina.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. The key for UH. I don't know if you saw this. Jake sent us a bunch of notes on all the game. You know, little tiny wee Jake.
I know. I know of him.
Or as someone calls him, Millennial Palillo.
That's Ginger Palillo would work,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's pretty good. UH something like 24-0 when they score 70 points. So
yeah.
There's a key number for you. They can get to 70.
Yeah. This is also the best defensive team they've seen. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy. So I think it's... It's a really intriguing matchup, and honestly, today, to me, the matchups are much more interesting than they were yesterday. Like, I really see some level of intrigue in every one of these games, where that wasn't really the case yesterday. But UH has as much as anybody. That game should be really fun, really interesting to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited about it for a lot of reasons. I'd love to see them get one more step. They've had such a great year, and, you know, get a win over a team like this, get to the Elite Eight. Boy, you can't ask for too much more than that. And I think that, depending on what happens, I'm not anticipating Kelvin Sampson going anywhere, but the reality is this team's going to be pretty good for a while. The way he's got it set up, You know, yeah, you're losing Corey Davis and Armani Brooks are probably your two best players, but they've got a whole bunch of guys waiting in the wings, and then, and Nate Hinton's going to just get better and better, yep. And some of the kids they've recruited are really good. So I'm excited about the future, but I'm excited about tonight, man. I'm just going to sit in front of the TV, get some good alcohol, chill, watch the game, write a story when it's over.
There you go.
So
make the most of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually thought that there was some. There's still a couple 6.5s on the Michigan State LSU game. It's kind of pushing back the other way, back towards 6. I thought maybe it would get to 7, and I was going to be more interested at 7. But that's 6.5. That's it's going to be it's tight. The North Carolina, I think the number the 5 was good. I don't think you're going to see a 5 again. I think you're seeing more 5.5s and 6s now. And then Duke Virginia Tech, I thought today it bumped up to 7.5. I thought, uh-oh, they can go back up to 8? And now back down to 7. Now it's a consensus 7. So those games, I think these lines are about where they're going to be. They're about locked in at this point. Although I could see the Kentucky line moving if there's some sort of an announcement made. But at this point, I don't expect there to be like a big announcement. I think it's he's going to suit up and – if he can, I mean, even if he can't play, they're still going to suit him up and make it look like he can play.
Well, he did practice. So.
But obviously practicing and playing are two different things.
Right.
It's two different speeds.
Right.
And he posted the picture of him or the video of himself walking yesterday with no boot on. And I mean, sure, you're walking great. Which, by the way, if he is hurt and he's posting that video, you're no friend of the betting man. Like, come on, be serious. If you're fully healthy, just say so. Let us know. Let the public know.
Help the people out,
yeah,
man.
But if you're just walking and you want to be a decoy, you're going to screw people out of money. That's no way to live life. Come on. Yeah. And you're a Texas boy? We're Texas boys. Help us out with this.
Yeah.
Too much to ask, PJ?
I think it is.
He's not listening right now.
No.
He's got a game tonight.
Somebody says Brooks has one more year. I thought he was a senior, but if they have him back, that's great. But the way Kelvin's built this team, man, he'll have senior leadership again next year. He'll have good young players. It's just a really good program that he's put together, and I hope he's doing it for a long time because I think they've got a chance to be a tournament team year in, year out for a while.
Oh, for sure.
And
yeah.
That would be awesome. And you know, it's not a crap conference they play in either.
It's not.
So.
No, the guys he's losing is Robinson and
Robinson's who I was thinking
and,
of
and Davis
and but Giroux's back and
Giroux's got some upside to him, it looks like.
Yeah.
So, but I said the same thing yesterday, and I didn't mean to stir up a bunch of stuff, but it apparently stirred it up. I was trying to pay compliment to Chris Beard, on Twitter and say, man, this dude will have his choice of employers. I mean, he is a. It was my way of saying he's just a really great coach, which he is. I mean, he's phenomenal. And
he's going to Texas.
Tech fan was in my mentions after that. And I was like, listen, I wasn't like meaning that, you know, and he may be happy at Tech. That's true. But it doesn't mean that he's not going to have options. And if you think he won't, you're naive.
Yeah.
And remember, and I mentioned Texas because that's where that dude – that's where he went to school. I mean, he likes that place. So, but I don't think Texas is the only – I mean, I don't think Texas is going to be open this year. I think if he wants that job, he would have to wait another year because I think they're going to bring back Shaka because it's financially irresponsible to fire that guy right now.
Well, but, when did they start getting responsible?
Well, they're more responsible with their basketball program because it doesn't make as much money. With football, it's willy-nilly because it just makes money hand over fist. But, you know, if there's going to be job, I mean, if you don't think UCLA is going to call Chris Beard?
They should.
I mean, every school with an opening should be calling Chris Beard. And there's some schools that should be calling Kelvin Sampson, too. And if you've got a coach that's fielding calls, be thankful because that means you've got a good coach. And if you can keep him awesome, if you can't, That's a family decision, you know. That's a man making a decision for himself and for his family and for his career.
And just thank them for what they did, and hope you get it right the next time.
But either way, your program is elevated by getting coaches like that, you know, because now guys want to be the next coach who turns into that. So Shaka Smart, BCU turned him into a coach that got the Texas job. that Mike Rhodes takes the VCU job from Rice, knowing that, I mean, did he have a good job at Rice? Sure. Maybe he liked it here, but he was like, you know what? If that VCU job can turn Shaka Smart into a guy that's making this kind of dough, why not me? So do you blame him? No. I mean, sure, he left Houston for Virginia, but it's all about moving forward in your career. The thing is, none of us can guess what these guys prioritize.
Right.
And everyone thinks that their school is the destination job, or this is the coach who he's finally seen how great this school is and he wants to stay. I always remind people, Roy Williams left Kansas.
Yeah.
He had literally the cushiest job in the world. He would have never gotten fired no matter how poorly he performed. He left Kansas. And whatever school we're talking about a coach leaving, if we're talking about a coach possibly leaving that school for another job, your school is not as good as Kansas when it comes to basketball. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, to me, there's maybe four schools that you put in that group with Kansas.
North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky.
Yeah. Maybe, UCLA used to be that.
It used to be. It's not now.
Indiana used to be that.
Used to be.
But, yeah. So
that's it. I mean, it's Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, Kansas. Those are the dream jobs in college basketball.
Yeah.
And anywhere else, I mean, there's a lot of other good jobs, but those aren't the end-all, be-all, I could get my name, I can get a building named after me. Like,
yeah.
Those are those jobs.
If you can leave Kansas, then any other school.
Every other school should be on notice.
All right, guys, I got to put you on notice about a great app that you need to be on. And if you want to play season-long, you want to play daily, Draft has you covered for baseball. And I'll tell you what, I'm stoked because I have Garrett Cole going tonight in my season-long draft league. And it's cool because it's season-long, but there's no management. Once you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wire. You don't even have to set your lineup. Your best players get automatically selected. You'll get the best score every week guaranteed. I love that, so I don't have to go in there and dig every day. I mean, I have it set up, and boom, we just go. And leagues start every minute, so you can join one right now. And the best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash. You get paid out the next day. Drafts start as low as a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Download the app right now. Just search Draft in your app store or play from your computer on draft.com. This year they're running a $100,000 best ball championship. You draft the best team, you could win a piece of $100,000 in prizes. It is that easy. All new players get a free entry into a best ball draft when you make your first deposit and use promo code FRED. Just search Draft in the app store or go to draft.com and come play free with promo code FRED.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.